There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yeah, because maybe he's in denial. You know, we do deny our aging every once in a while, and when we do, it's time to turn on this show. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and this is Adrienne Berg, your host, and this is the third year that we have been nationally syndicated, winning the Mature Market Awards in media, and we're very thrilled about that. And I think one of the reasons that we do that is we look at all aspects of aging, and today we are looking at some of the fun part. You know, 84% of all Americans say that the number one thing they want to do after they retire is travel. And there was a time when they simply didn't. They wished it, but they didn't do it. Well, this is becoming less and less the case. People are really getting out there. And yes, there's troubles in the world, and yes, we have hassles at the airport. But still, we have this hunger to see and experience and be ambassadors to the whole world. So we have somebody who's just going to make that easier for you. Simple as that. We have Mahesh Chadha. He is the co-CEO of Reservations.com. He's going to take a few minutes with us today to really help you sort out this issue of how you book your hotels, make your reservations, because I know you're all wired, you're all online, and you all know it's the best way to do it. But we do find, and you see these signs all over the place in the New York metropolitan area, we spend more time planning our vacations than planning our retirement. That, of course, that sign really indicates that we should be spending more time planning our retirement. But maybe it would be nice to spend less time planning our vacations and just go. And that's what Mahesh is all about. Thank you for being with us so much today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so after 20 years of travel experience, and you're a traveler yourself, you've created this online platform called Reservations.com. Now, there's an awful lot of booking services and hotel services. Explain us a little bit about the uniqueness of Reservations.com.
Sure. So I think some of your listeners would resonate to the fact that the travel industry has had a complete pendulum shift over the years. You know, back in the day, it used to be a very personalized travel agent focused experience where you went to a travel agent, they knew you personally, they knew your preferences, they knew certain areas that you want to visit, and you spoke to them, and that's how you booked your travel. And then as the industry moved on the complete other end of the spectrum, it became completely digital with really no human interaction, and everything is just a website. And what we are seeing in the last year or two is that that pendulum is now balancing towards a median where people do want to have that human element. They do appreciate that service where they can talk to somebody and get some suggestions. But then at the same time, these agents, these travel curators are enabled with artificial intelligence, machine learning, and certain other technological advancements that give them the same level of ability to help a consumer, but over a vast network of destinations. So at reservations.com, that's the focus that we have. We want to give a value service to our consumers, bring back the human element as much as possible to their experience, and power it with technology so it is still an efficient and, you know, an experience in the digital world.
Yeah, so what has really been happening is that hotels are becoming commodities. You go on, you just give your dates, you give where you want to go, you get a whole big list, and then you'll see which is the cheapest, and you'll probably take that one, or if you want the most luxurious, you'll take that one. You make your own decisions. Occasionally, there'll be feedback from other travelers, but it's their personal experience. So with reservations.com, you're getting some of that same competitiveness among the hotel rooms and the other venues, but also some help. So Mahesh, let's take a look at this. Let's say somebody is looking for a really luxurious hotel. After you get a little bit older and you become the ageless traveler, youth hostels somehow seem distasteful. You want the five-star. What would you ask somebody at reservations.com? What kind of information would you give them so you would really get something that's tailored for you?
So let me walk you through that example. You're absolutely right. The travelers are experiential travelers now, and for the audience that you mentioned, it is all about personalization and all about their preferences in luxury being met rather than, you know, a hostel somewhere. So at reservations.com, if you were to call in or if you were to look, you can specify that you're looking for a specific category, and that is a very broad level. But then at a more generic or a more specific level, you can mention things that are important to you, not just a category or a criteria, but things that are important to you, the kind of bed preferences you have, the kind of view preferences you have, location preferences that you may have. Maybe there are activities that you're interested in. So it's not just about the hotel room that you're going to stay at. It's about the experience that you're after during that travel. So what we focus on is to enable and help you find that experience rather than finding just that hotel room at a specific price, because as a savvy traveler, you can do that. But it's all about I'm going to this particular destination. Yes, I have a choice between five different hotels, but I want to make sure that I have the I have the best view. I am looking for an oceanfront property. I am looking for something that has XYZ activities around it. And those are some of the areas where our AI that is built on top of the basic commodity room that you talked about helps bubble up these options for you that are completely personalized and more suited to your specific needs.
Now, there's got to be a lot of research going on here. For example, I love spas, and I love a hotel that has a spa. So if that's one of those things, you have to have a pretty big database of the hotels. What are you seeing people asking you for, particularly in our, let's say, the 50-plus traveler?
So the trends shift with seasonality as well, but in general, there are several different data points that, you know, it's not just a database for us, it's the personas of the people that are calling in, it is the database of years and years of customer reviews and sentiments that we are collecting. And what we are seeing is that people are less and less interested in the specific room and more interested in the overall experience. So they are asking about things like you said, you know, the room is a commodity. They are asking about, does the hotel have a spa? If they are a business traveler, I use this term with a little bit of caution, but some people mention this as leisure travel, which is leisure and business mixed together. So people who are calling in for business trips are now asking about the leisure features in a particular hotel or location and wanting to blend the two together to have a more holistic experience. So that's kind of the trend that we are seeing, expanding the search criteria from the commodity to the experience.
Now, you know, before we take a little bit of a break, because this is a show about successful aging, we care a lot about the health rooms. There are new health rooms. MGM, I think, is sold out in Vegas for rooms that cost $30 more because they're breathable and healthy. We care about gyms that are accessible. Do you see any trends for the ageless traveler in the way hotels are being designed and built for the mature guests, so to speak?
Definitely. I think not just for the mature guests, but in general, overall, we are seeing a trend towards healthy living, healthy options, not just healthy options in terms of gym or physical health, but also healthy options in terms of the amenities with inside a room. For example, there are hotels in Miami and a couple of other places that we have seen where there are water purifiers installed in the hotel room itself. So you're not even bringing in ice or water from somewhere else, but you're using a purified water right there in the room. The sheets and the linens being used are organically sourced. They are hypoallergenic. The pillows and mattresses are hypoallergenic. We are seeing treatments being done on certain other amenities inside the room that make them more friendly for people with allergies. So yes, there is definitely a trend to cater to a more healthy lifestyle, more eco-friendly lifestyle as well.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to take, for our entire generation, Mahesh, I'm taking responsibility and pride that it's a little bit of a trickle-down effect because we've made some demands and because the law requires accessible rooms. Now, even in Europe, even the European Union has that, which they never had before. Some of the rooms are simply more thoughtful in the way they're designed, in the lighting, in the fact that you don't have to creep around the floor looking for the plugs. It's not black on black because we can't see, and we're spending a ton of money. Now, everybody can see better. Even sometimes we can see the shampoo. I don't know if you ever noticed that you can't see the difference between the conditioner and the shampoo without glasses. So all of these things really are important, and we have Mahesh Chadha here. He's the co-CEO of Reservations.com. Obviously, you can find it on Reservations.com on your computer, where you can say things like that. You can say, you know, I want a room where I happen to know that it's designed for better lighting or for the older adult. I don't need accessibility. Just be able to see. When we come back, we're going to talk about budget hotels, how you can save money. Go nowhere. We're right here for you.
Inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
Not even a bit, cause I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, and we are bold, the fountain of truth. And part of our boldness is we go out and we travel. In fact, we're ambassadors to the world because we have the time, we have the leisure time, but we also have the drive. Look, the baby boomer generation, when they were 18 years old, went to Europe on $5 a day. And so now it may not be $5 a day, but we still love traveling. And we have with us today Mahesh Chadha. He is the co-CEO of Reservations.com. Very knowledgeable guy. Reservations.com, you've learned, is kind of a hybrid. I'm going to call it a hybrid. You get good pricing. You get all the automation of online booking services, but you also get a live body there to show you what you want when you tell them what you want. So you need your likes, you need your parameters, and they have the knowledge to point you in the right direction. But some people, Mahesh, really do, their biggest interest is budget. So are there hints and tips, even in a service like Reservations.com, that doesn't just commoditize rooms and just go by price, where people can simply get the best deal?
Definitely. There are several different ways, actually, in which a savvy traveler can save money and without compromising on their needs or on the specific requirements that they have. And let me give you a few of them. For example, you know, as many of us know, a lot of checkouts happen on a Sunday. A lot of people stay over the weekend and they check out on a Sunday. So if you are traveling and you are flexible on your dates and you include a Sunday night as part of your stay, that can bring down the average rate for your stay. Another one would be, you know, if you're traveling in your home state, if you're taking a short trip within your own home state, then a lot of hotels have this resident discount. So all you have to do is, you know, ask them and show your ID, state issued ID, and many a times you will be able to save a little bit extra on the same room that you have already booked. And then there is these insider rates, things that are not published on the websites, and those are opportunities for you to call in for example, call into the reservations.com help desk and talk to one of our agents, and we will be able to offer you certain rates that are typically not published publicly. And that's another way of on saving on hotels. So you know, there are for a savvy traveler, just a little bit of information can help you save 10 to 20%, maybe 30% on a hotel room.
You know, one of the things that I'm campaigning for in the travel world, and you know, Mahesh, we have a separate website called The Ageless Traveler. That's how much our listenership loves to travel, and me too. And that is the corporate discount. You know, most of our folks are retired, and for years they've had major corporate discounts at hotels if the corporations had made the arrangements. Now they're retired, they're not with the corporations anymore. And sometimes these are honored, and sometimes they're not. And really, if you've been 20, 30, 40 years with Disney, it should be honored by every hotel if you've got that kind of corporate discount and you're just a retiree. So join our campaign at reservations.com to make that happen. Because we really do have a limited budgets as we grow older, and we really do love to travel. Now, let's take a look at some of the hotels that you like. One of the things my mom used to say is see America first. So more and more we are looking at the beauty of our country. Some of the top hotels, in your opinion, in some of the top cities that people are going to, what do you have to offer when it comes to some of that inside information as to where we should travel?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's a tough question for me, because we have over 200,000 hotels across the globe that we work with and that are available on our website. But so from a personal preference, I think it'll be hard for me to say some of the top hotels. But what I can share with you are some of the stats around some top cities and the hotels that we see are being booked a lot by the travelers. For example, in Boston, there are some boutique hotels like the Verb Hotel. There is the Club Quarters Hotel in Boston. Boston Park Plaza. In Chicago, there is the Hotel Lincoln. Once again, there are the Club Quarters there as well. Mile North Hotel is popular. Dallas has the Rosewood Mansion on Turtle Creek, a very nice property, old school elegance to it. There's the W Dallas, which is basically a more modern and in a very nice high-rise building in Dallas. Houston has the Lancaster Hotel, the Houstonian Hotel, again, the classic hotels in a classic city. Of course, Miami has its own share of really, really big resorts. Fontainebleau, for example, is a humongous resort with a lot of different options, yacht rentals, and a lot of, Miami South Beach vibe to it. And then in New York, it's the Milburn, the Kimberly, Excelsior, of course, the classic Ritz-Carlton. So, like I said, these are some of the hotels that we are seeing are booked most on our websites. And on a personal preference, it is whatever the consumer likes more on their specific needs.
Yeah, the Dallas hotels, the Miami hotels, the New York hotels that you just mentioned, I've been to all of those. And I realized as you were talking about Turtle Creek and you mentioned W, what a difference in experience. Very different. And that's also right. An age group, by the way. W is fairly young, and I wanted to ask them why. And they said, we don't even market to the mature. Why not? And they said, well, because we make most of our money at the bar. And guys don't drink enough. And I looked at them, I said, another Prosecco, please. Who doesn't drink enough? But that's yet another story. But the fact is that I do change my preferences. Sometimes I want an old school. Sometimes I want to be as sleek and modern and trendy as possible and offbeat. Sometimes I'm by myself. And that's where I want to go next with you on this. Just very quickly before we end, many of our travelers are single women. And they will probably ask you about safety. Is that one of the things that you can help them with?
Yes. So safety, I think, comes in a from a couple of different factors, and I think those are revolve around the hotel itself and the location of the hotel within the particular city that you're visiting. So from a safety standpoint, I would say that, you know, picking hotels that are more standard, known bigger brands rather than the small vacation rentals or the small, you know, offbeat hotels, sticking to the bigger brands, sticking to the more well-known boutique brands will ensure that you have the correct amenities and the safety measures and security measures in the hotel. And more importantly, in a new city that you're visiting, the location is probably the key factor for ensuring your safety, because you're not going to be 100% inside a hotel. You're going to step out. You're going to walk up to a shop. You might walk up for a little shopping. So you want to make sure that you're staying at the right location. And when you call into reservations.com, we can help you make that decision. We can help you narrow down hotels in a safe part of town or in a small proximity on from a tourist or a popular center, so it ensures that you're safe at all times during your trip.
Well, this is wonderful, and we have to thank you. This is Mahesh Chadha, and he's CEO of reservations.com. And he's expanding, too, into the whole world of staycation and home rentals and so on. But we'll see him another time. Thank you so much, Mahesh. Don't go away. We're going to talk to an author with a unique perspective on money. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm freely admit, I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. Once again, we are back. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, sometimes our own personal truths come out as writers. Now, so many of you have written to me about how do I write something. We've talked about journaling. We've talked about memoirs. But here we have two authors, Marvin McIntyre and Jamie McIntyre, who come from an entirely different world. And yet they are well, well published authors. And you're going to have so much fun with what they write about. Their latest book is The Outsider. And it's a political fiction book, and you can get that on Amazon and on their websites. We'll talk to you about that, too. And as always, you'll have cover pictures of their book on GenerationBoldRadio.com. But Marvin's also written many other books on Inside Out and other names, all associated with his life as a top financial advisor in this country. So how do you live basically these two lives simultaneously? And so that you can get rid of your own excuses, I don't have the time. So first let me say hello to Marvin McIntyre. Marvin, thank you so much for being with us.
Delighted to be with you.
Well, let's actually start with that. I mean, you are a busy financial planner. It's not an advisor. This is not a, this is a full time plus job. When did the bug bite you, and how did you discipline yourself to start to write?
Yeah, it actually, in 2008, my son came to me and he said, Dad, do you have anything on a bucket list? And I said, you know, I don't have a bucket list. I'm living large. I love what I do. Wasn't having quite as much fun in 08. And he said, well, you always said you wanted to write a book. And I said, yeah, but I don't really have a plot idea. He goes, in your business today, you don't have a plot idea? So, like a lot of things, if you get challenged, you just decide to do it. So I told everyone I knew, Adrian, that I was going to write a book because that would make me accountable. If I just kind of wrote it in a closet, I'm not going to be accountable, and I'm going to be able to quit when it gets tough and everything else. And then just really went from there.
You know, this is a terrific tale for everybody listening, because we all have something on the bucket list, and we don't do it, and announcing it brings it out into the universe and makes it real. Before we talk a little bit more about your style and how you go about it, let me just switch over to Jamie for a minute. Now, is The Outsider the first book that you've written with Marvin?
Yes, it's the first book. So my dad's written, this is the third book that my dad's written, and they're in a trilogy. The Outsider, we made sure that it would stand on its own because it was such a compelling plot, and it's a political thriller. So this is the one that that I wrote full along with my father. The first book, I completely stayed away. The second book, I got involved just enough to mess it up. And then this third book was a full-on co-author relationship.
So let's talk about the relationship for a minute. You know, this is a show where family is very important to my listeners, and sometimes it's sticky. I have a 35-year-old, and I have a 24-year-old who's actually wonderfully creative. And I think that it would be difficult to creatively collaborate. But you guys, you've done it. So, Jamie, how does it feel, actually, to work with your dad? And is there any kind of a secret or protocol that people should think about?
Well, so the first answer to your question is amazing. I mean, it is a treat and an honor to be able to work with my father and collaborate with him like this. And I don't know if I could have done this in my 30s. So I'm 46 now. I'm not sure if I could have done this in my 30s. Especially in your 20s and 30s, you're kind of separating from the identity of your father. At least I was. And so I don't know if we could have collaborated at this level, but now there's just you know, it's almost like complete honor and love that I have for this man. So the ability to be able to work with him on something like this, it was just fantastic.
Well, this is wonderful, and Marvin, just remind him of what he said on Father's Day, so you get the big gift. This is the big gift. So let's go back, Marvin. That was really beautifully said, and I think everybody is feeling it. But I want to get now down to the three books. Two that do have the financial aspect, and as a top advisor, it is, as Jamie told you in the beginning, you got the stories. But this is not. This is political. Please remind everybody that Amazon.com is one place that they can get your books, but I know you have a website. Tell everybody that website.
Yes, it's The Outsider 2016.
The Outsider 2016.com.
Right.
Now, let's go to The Outsider. This is a departure. Mm-hmm. From what I know, you're near D.C. or you're in Washington, D.C. So how did the plot, which you were worried about before your first book, how did the plot come? Was it easy? Why did you feel that you needed to depart from just talking about the finances of this world and the economy to the politics of this world?
Yeah, I think politics, particularly if you're in Washington, D.C., and I work a couple blocks of the White House, it's addictive. And I've worked over the years with a number of politicians, so it's probably the one area in the world where year in and year out, you know, they say don't talk about religion or don't talk about politics. If you don't talk about politics in Washington, D.C., you're uninformed. So everybody's going to have an opinion, but it's always going to be a topic of discussion. So we just sort of, and Jamie and I talked about it before, we really felt the kind of the angst and the frustration of people politically, that everything was happening, you know, that the establishment kind of ran everything and that nothing was getting done, and things that were obvious to probably the common folk that just, you know, no one even paying attention knew that the politicians were dysfunctional, and the contention and acrimony and everything there. And so we just said, well, what if somebody could come along and change that? Is it even possible, or is it too entrenched? So that was really the plot idea that made it kind of a natural. And if you'd read all three, you would see that it was almost a natural continuation that was supposed to happen. And I'll mention one other thing. Let me mention one other thing, that I do think that writing is like a muscle, which I don't think I knew. And once you start and you write and you finish a book, you want to write another right away, that it's just, it's intoxicating. Not for the fame or not for anything that might come for it, but just to be able to put your ideas down on paper.
Yeah, I will say that we do a lot of research on cognitive fitness. Brand new word, trendy word, cognitive fitness. When you write, you rearrange the neuron patterns in the brain, and you actually make new ones, because the brain is plastic, no matter how old we get. And so once you have the riding neurons all, it becomes like riding a bicycle. You actually can go back and write and write, and people who feel they can never write anything, do it once, you'll be able to do it twice. And Marvin McIntyre and Jamie McIntyre did it three times. And probably four and five, and of course the latest one being The Outsider. So, look, entre nous, if we're going to read The Outsider, are we going to see parallels to our present presidency and the election and maybe post-election, of course fictionalized, or is this totally separate from what we may be experiencing in the country right now?
I think one of the reasons that we've been fortunate to get considerable publicity, Adrian, is the fact that of the eerie parallels to what happened here. We had our presidential candidate was a multi-billionaire hedge fund manager who eschewed political correctness, who was beholden to no one, and who appealed to the people rather than to the establishment. He actually runs as an independent. And right after Trump won in the Washington Post, there was a big article that said Trump was the first independent president. So he ran with one, you know, with not a boatload of scruples, but he did run with one goal, and that was really to make America better. So the parallels that came out when people read it, I've been accused of being prescient, which has never happened.
I was going to say, it's like a crystal ball time, right? It's the same crystal ball that we hope you have as a financial advisor you've got in your political books. You know, I'm going to just, before we have to take a little break, very quickly I'm going to shift to Jamie because this is what America wants to know. Is it a happy ending, Jamie?
Oh, that's up for interpretation. So one of the things that I am hopeful for was the strong mission that our character was on was really he gave up a lot of his own narcissism to say how can I really fix America and you know make America back to where it was. And I'm
well,
hopeful that our current president
is
going to take that same path.
You may think that I'm full of it, but we'll be back. We'll talk about something that you might not expect. The contribution that these guys are making to Alzheimer's and other things that are
inappropriate.
Don't you go anywhere.
For my age.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Well, you know, creativity is never inappropriate, and Marvin McIntyre has this in every aspect of his life. I have a feeling that even as a top financial advisor, he's creative in the way he explains things, educates, and does analysis. Jamie McIntyre also, originally from the world of finance and now technology. Father and son team that teamed up to write The Outsider, Marvin's third book, available on Amazon. And Marvin, before we do anything else, there's another website. Tell everybody the website for the book itself.
That's theoutsider2016.com.
And then let's stay with you, because unpacking your story has been a pleasure. It's not just the book. It's not just the father and son team, but it's also the way you use the proceeds from this book. And we talk about contribution to society all the time. So tell us how you use the proceeds and why.
The proceeds are all going to the Alzheimer's Foundation. And the reason is very personal to me and to Jamie. My best friend was a financial rock star. He ran Circuit City for 18 years, and during that period of time, the stock compounded at better than 30% a year. He had the idea for CarMax and was also chairman of that, and was chairman of Crocs for a period of time. So his name was Rick Sharp. great, great friend, friend of the family. The family's outstanding. Everybody is. And 3 years ago, he died of early onset Alzheimer's. And we would walk every time I saw him, which was quite a bit. We'd go for walks even after he contracted the disease, and we'd talk politics. So it just it was meant to be that this would be the charity we chose.
Yeah, and it's such a wonderful thing to be able to take something from your own creativity and promote it, make it pay, and then use something to give back. So you're giving back many times just with the same activity. And you can all do that, folks. There are so many writing shops, there are so many writing retreats, where you can bring something out, and even if it's only your friends and family, as we've talked many times, you can create your own page, and you can fundraise from your own work. Of course, this is a lot bigger, so I want to send this over to Jamie now, because you are going around the country, you're doing a lot of promotion for the book, it's working, and you didn't start as the names you know in authorship. It's not the same old, same old. So what's been your experience as an author?
Well, first of all, I'd say that you're spot on, that you really need to write for the pleasure of writing and to be able to share even with a small group and to have that as your primary goal. So, getting rich and famous off of writing a book, it's almost an impossible dream these days, but we were lucky enough to be able to write something at the right time. We didn't even know it was going to be at the right time, because we wrote our book with a character that was very Trump-like before Trump was even on the scene. But then when Trump came on, we said, okay, here's an opportunity for us to be able to promote something and raise even more money for Alzheimer's and raise awareness for it. And it does, take a lot of work and hustle to be able to do that. So there's a lot of radio interviews and some TV and stuff like that, and articles that you really just have to do as much work on the outside of the book than you would on the original creation of the book in order to get the message out there.
No, it's true. Well, I wrote my first book in 1980, and in those days there was no computer. There was no internet. So you actually went on television shows. You had a publicist who sent you around the country if you were lucky, and you got on a plane. Every day you would be on another show. You knocked yourself out, and that was that. Now, with Amazon, so many books crowding the market, it's really hard to stand out. So I'm going to give both Marvin McIntyre and Jamie McIntyre a real kudos for this. This is no easy task, folks. But it also doesn't have to be top of mind. But I'm going to stay with Jamie for a minute. There's got to be another book, bubbling, because Marvin said it spot on. It's an addiction, which you probably have too. Without revealing anything, are you working on another book now?
That's putting me in a spot, because my dad wants to. I haven't quite committed to it yet. I'm sure when push comes to shove, I'm not going to be able to say no.
You know, it's a rock rolling downhill. You can't stop it.
I think you're right.
And we'll go back. Yeah, no, we'll go back with this, Marvin. So I really, now on a more creative personal note, you've written about personal finance and investing and your world. You've written about the world of politics, which is semi your world. As you explained, Washington, D.C., you have to be involved in politics no matter what you're doing there. Is there another world that you would like to write about? Is there something that, with or without Jamie, that is the next frontier? Because here on Generation Bold, part of being inappropriate for your age is to always have a purpose and to never go without purpose, ever. And one of those purposes is to tell your story. So I was just wondering if you had, not necessarily a title, but the next step that you've been thinking about.
Yeah, it's a great question, by the way, and I think I fit perfectly on this program, because I think I could get testimony from probably 1,000 people that I've always been inappropriate for my age. I think the next, and I'm really a little bit following in your footsteps, Adrian, something that I've considered would be nonfiction, because I think there's a lot of information out there about for investors. And if it were told in a way that it was fun, you know, hopefully self-deprecating humor, where the average person, you know, and you're not using, you know, 12-syllable words, you're just explaining to them things that they should pay attention to and things that they shouldn't, that I'm going to have, by next year, I'm going to have a 50-year career in financial business. And that's, you learn a lot of lessons. I think you start out in this business dumb, and hopefully you get a little dumber each day as you go along.
That would be wonderful. Jacques Brel has a whole song about it. I can't say the lyrics because I'll be taken off the air. But the idea is to be just stupid every once in a while. But I want to end this up here with Jamie, because as I unpack this story, there's another whole part of it I wish I had more time. Mentoring. There's some mentoring going on here, and I bet in both directions. So you said, Jamie, how much you love working with your dad. Let me encourage you. Think about doing it again. Thank you so much, Barbara and Jamie. It's been wonderful. And for everybody else, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.